So today we will have little interactive section now. So all of you have pen and paper? Yeah? But I ask someone to go and bring. If those who don't have, we will give you. And we will be giving you 3 questions. And then first you will be stimulated, thinking about your experience. And then you will make 1 question for me from each group. Then I will be talking. Is it okay? I can talk and talk, no problem. But I also want to listen from all of you, what you are going through and how you are using this Baba's knowledge, wisdom to solve your own problems, situations, circumstances in your life. So please write down questions. That what recent time, which situation, circumstances, challenges, problems I faced? What is that? Number 2, did I use power to merge and face? What yukti you use? Because it's 2 big powers. Power to merge Samana and Samna. Power to merge and power to face. How did I use these 2 powers? 3rd, you create a question out of your group, 1 question which you will ask me. So 3 things. Is it clear? हिंदी वाले एक ग्रुप बना लो. ठीक है धीरज बहन, जरा पूछ लो किसी के पास ना. ओके तमिल ग्रुप, यू स्टे हियर, मेक योर ग्रुप एंड वर्क आउट योर क्वेश्चन. इट कैन बी रिलेशनशिप, इट कैन बी फिजिकल हेल्थ, इट कैन बी सुनामी, अर्थक्वेक, एनीथिंग इन योर लाइफ. ओके सो फर्स्ट तमिल ग्रुप मेक योर स्मॉल ग्रुप, हिंदी वाला मेक योर स्मॉल ग्रुप, Spanish wala, make 1 group, Brazil wala. Rest English wala, come here please. English speaking, how many of you are here? English speaking. Can you make 1 group? English. And create question in English, not in Tamil and Spanish, please. Give me in English, question. Not Tamil. Okay, you stay here, Tamil. Just be here. Make a group, round. Hindi wale, aap bhi khade ho jao, apna bana lo group. 3 logo, koi harja nahi hai. Hindi mein karo. Achhi tarah se, dil se karo. English speaking, okay? You are a perfect number. Achha, other languages? Tamil, go to Tamil. Tamil, how many? Brother, Tamil, how many? How many of you are here today? 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Why don't you make 2 groups? Hindi wale apne Hindi mein achhi tarah baat karo. English wala, you can make round circle. Dheeraj, inko English wale mein baithna aap. Prashan sabhi ne samjha, Hindi wale? Apne jeevan mein jo paristhiti aayi ho, ऐसी कोई बात घटी हो अभी अभी, आपने उसको कैसे समाया, अंदर सामना किया, वो वाली बात आपस में बताओ और फिर प्रश्न तैयार करो मेरे लिए. धीरज आपको हिंदी चाहिए, इंग्लिश चाहिए? ठीक है ना. हाँ 20 मिनट्स. Enough 20 minutes? English speaking, clear? English speaking? So you 3 brothers can sit somewhere together, 3 brothers. Dheeraj, aap inke saath chale jao na, bhaiyon ke saath, jana hai? We can make less. Okay, you stay here, it's okay. Dheeraj, Dheeraj, okay, okay, you stay. They are happy with themselves. The brothers, Dharti Ben. they are happy with themselves. It's okay. सभी अपनी भाषा में करेंगे तो अच्छा रहेगा. Converse also, converse with each other. Conversation. Please give to Dharti Ben this question if you are ready in English. Brother, you have in English ready? Did you enjoy? When Brahmins wants to converse, then it takes time, eh? We have to stop. You can do later your conversation. So, did you get any question? In English, please. He's ready. Ricardo is ready. English? Anyone else? Ricardo is ready. Ricardo? Okay. He's coming. Take it. You want to speak? Okay. Come. You can speak after him. Del Lelo, you can sit here, Dharti. Okay, and a Brazil group has question. Hello, Om Shanti. This is Ricardo Bai from Brazil.
The question is, when you have to give a lecture or a course, how to deal with moments when you don't feel motivated because you yourself haven't overcome things that you are going to speak to the students? And the other question, how to balance the laukik and alaukik?
You stay here. If I forget, I will ask you. So, first is how to be motivated. You are going to translate. Who is translating? Okay. How to be motivated to tell other students if you have not gone through yourself, did not overcome that problem. See, in Brahmin life, the whole Raj Yoga is about to be always motivated. That is yoga. Okay? But situation, circumstances, problems, clash of sanskars, physical problems, they take away our motivation. Our mind gets involved thinking all those thoughts. So we lose the power, happiness. So therefore, now you know that you lose. It means I have to use my mind to overcome that what I am losing, motivation. So, Dharti, bring my bag there. I have written motivation thoughts. I will read to you. At the end, there is my bag, my notebook. Baba has given in the Murli many, many beautiful wisdom thoughts, which can help our mind to be motivated. But we do not need to lose our hope. We doesn't need to lose our enthusiasm. But we can still go with our motivation. So I just wrote few points which can help you. And I will share my experience with you too. So, first point I wrote that understand whatever situations you are going through is called paristhiti. Paristhiti in Hindi, circumstances, situation. So, paristhiti is something different from your stage. Paristhiti. And sthiti is you. Pur is from outside coming. So anything from outside is coming is a game. Okay? And in this world we have many games. All problems are game. All circumstances are games. We call it alaukik games. And understand, also these circumstances are toys. Toys. Baba said in Murli, toys. Paristhitiyon ko khilona samjho. So therefore, you have to play with them. With circumstances and situation. Keep yourself light. Because we become serious, isn't it? That's where our happiness is lost. Motivation is lost. You agree with me? Yeah? So first, your stage is most important to keep it light. Consider circumstances and whatever is happening in your life is called game. You have to learn to play. Have you seen many these Olympics people, they play? Yeah? So beautifully they play, eh? Quick decision they make, being alert, they can win their name. Yeah? But they have to be making sure they don't fight with anyone because it's a game. Someone will lose, someone will win, isn't it? Remain light. It's a game. So consider all circumstances as a game. Next, not to lose your enthusiasm, motivation. Next, if you do get failure, consider this failure is going to make you more pakka. You know the word pakka? Strong, yeah. These failures actually is making you to become more strong. So it's okay. It's a game. Even you went through some failure, you know. Therefore, consider this will make you more pakka. These are all from Baba's Murlis, huh? Baba told us all this beautiful wisdom. Did you get it? Next, each scene in your life comes, look at that as an observer. Sakshi, you know the word Sakshi? Beautiful word, you must learn this word Hindi. Sakshi is like you are watching movie. If you lose your discernment power that you are watching movie, you will become emotional, you will cry. As the actor cry, you will cry too. Isn't it? Because they can touch your emotions. So you have to constantly observe. You are just watching a movie. Be observer of the scene of drama. So this is your internal awareness that will keep you always happy. Be observer. Next, consider all the storms of Maya as gift. Gift. You like gifts? Or not only Christmas time or Diwali time. These are also gifts ready whole day to be given to you from different people. Okay? These few points, there are many, 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 but I just give you few. So keep in your mind not to lose your motivation, not to be hopeless, disheartened in your Brahmin effort making life. Brahmin means effort maker. Brahmin, Baba said, not means eat and sleep. Today he said very clearly. He said making effort. So if you lost your happiness, make effort to get back. Isn't it? That's why you have to study lot of Baba's murlis. Listen lot of classes, make your notes and revise it, reflect on it, so that you are ready for the challenges to face. Because what is happening, sometimes circumstances come, we are not ready to face because we don't have that time, right thinking. And that moment passes, later we remember what we should have done. Even though beautiful wisdom we have in notebooks and murlis, eh? But at that time to be touched by Baba, you know, Baba's points, then you will get success. Is it clear, Ricardo? Okay, now next group, English speaking. Your question is ready? Please read.
How to face the pain and suffering of others and merge my feelings so I can be of use to them and stay positive?
Repeat again slowly.
Yeah. So how to face the pain and suffering of others and merge my feelings?
My?
Feelings.
Feelings.
So I can be of use to them and stay positive.
Yeah. So, you see, the souls, even in Brahmin or Lokik world, everyone at this time, at the end of Kali Yuga, are in pain, suffering. Because we have to understand, every soul has baggages of 84 births, 63 births, whatever births they have taken. And that's why Shri Baba has come in this world, right? Baba said today, you know, why actually Baba's work is to remove sorrow. No, Baba said, I am also expert in giving happiness, as Ravan is expert in giving you sorrow. So whatever souls are going through, they are suppressed by Ravan. Today Baba explained very well. Any soul, Brahmin soul or Lokik soul, when they are going through mental suffering, Ravan is giving that suffering to them. Isn't it, Baba said today? Yeah? My duty is to remain like Baba. Like Baba. Understand, their mind is being influenced by Ravan, Maya, illusion. Yeah? That's why they are going through pain and suffering. Me, as a Brahmin effort maker, duty is not to be influenced by their pain and suffering. Means their vibration should not touch my memory of pain of 63 births. That is whole yoga is about, no? Because while listening to their pain and suffering, I might allow myself to be, you know, my memory to be awakened, and I also say, you know, I also going through this pain and suffering. You know, I can be pulled down. Isn't it? So remember the occupation of a Brahmin. What is my occupation? As a Brahmin, remember, I am a Brahmin soul. My work is to, like Baba, remove sorrow, pain of others, not to be influenced by their pain and sorrow. We have to remember our position. We have to remember our task. That is, when you remain in your position, you have a power. Which position? Position of I am a master, bestower of happiness, remover of sorrow. So first, stabilize yourself into this position. When you are watching or listening or coming in interaction with souls, those who are going through pain and sorrow. So the whole point is internal. That I am inside, I am aware why I am Brahmin and what is my task. We forget sometimes our task. You know, as a Brahmin, I am a world benefactor, okay? Very big title. If I can't remove sorrow of the world, at least remove the sorrow with whom I am living. One or two souls. No? Even small, my world. So, remember your position, remember your task, remember your consciousness. You must know this word also in Hindi. Consciousness is a smriti. It's a very beautiful word. Awareness, they are translating awareness. Baba uses the word smriti. So what is in your smriti? What is in your consciousness? That's very important. What is in my consciousness? You know, now in this time I'm a Brahmin. Brahmin soul, tapasvi soul, angel soul, you know, effort maker soul, you know. Baba is with me. That kind of soul I am. That is that in your consciousness? With that consciousness, you can do the work. And you will remain positive. You will remain stable. So to hold that consciousness, whole day is important. Not only that time when the scene of pain, sorrow comes. But otherwise also remember, who am I? I am a very special soul on earth. Sometimes we and our mind is working with old image of the self. Isn't it? You know, ordinary. Right? So we have to come out from our old self. Really accept the life which Baba has given to me. Brahmin life. Accept it with great love. Take challenge in your life. I am a Brahmin. It's not a verse. It's a life Baba has designed for me. You know? So I have adopted that life now. So I cannot go back to Kali Yuga. You are in Gyan 10 years to 19 years. You want to go back to Kali Yuga? You will not fit there. No? Because you have a contrast. You have a contrast now in your life. What they are going through karmic account, we have knowledge about it. We will not fit that life anymore. Better go move forward rather than... Yeah. So that's why what I do is, every day, every Amrit Vela, I just revise my aim. You know? What is my aim? As a Brahmin, why I am here? You know? What is my task as a Brahmin? It's a very special life I have adopted. So let me do my task. Like in the Lokic world, if you have some new job, you will do perfectly, isn't it? Yeah? So therefore, when I became Brahmin, actually 2-3 things we are doing. One is we are settling our account. Other is with whom we stay, we don't want to be carried away with their account, influenced by their account, and yet help them too, you know. So it's a very big work we are doing. But we forget that we are Brahmin. We go back to our ordinary consciousness, so we have no power in that consciousness. We have no strength in that consciousness, whatever the soul is carrying. I'm a teacher or school teacher or boss or I'm rich or black or white or beautiful Christian or Hindu. You know, whatever consciousness we had at the before Gyan is called body consciousness. So it's not, that's your mind you have to check whether you are carrying that smriti in you that I was that and working with that wavelength, or are you now new consciousness emerge in you as a Brahmin and you are working with Brahmin energy which connects with Baba. So Brahmin soul has purity. Brahmin soul has knowledge. Brahmin soul has connection with God. It's a Brahmin soul. So I am Brahmin soul. Is it clear? Third question, Dhartiben, you bring from others? So far, okay, clear? Okay.
So it says, how to use the power to merge instantly to balance the alaukik, laukik relationships in this Brahmin life.
You know, I have been doing this experiment recently. Sometimes, you know, in your life something happens, right? So something happens, you check whether you immediately go to call someone or do you get a pull, a thought to go to Baba's room. That you have to check. Recently I am also doing that, you know. In the scene of drama many things happens in the Laukik and Alaukik life. You know, those who are living in Laukik home, I live in with Alaukik family. Many scene of drama you can see during the day, you know. Someone will speak loudly or someone will ignore something happens. You know, these are vibrations you catch from people, isn't it? And then you are checking whether really it is affecting you. If it is affecting you, then where do you go? Or you listen some information, immediately I want to call someone to tell, or do I go to Baba's room? Big situation, big problems in Laukik, Alaukik, you go to Baba's room, tell Baba, stay in silence. Let Baba touch you, beautiful thoughts, because Baba is full of all good thoughts. And no human being I should repeat to. That's where the problems are, you know, increasing. So therefore the whole thing is to go to Baba's room. I experimented, you know, where I want to tell. Then I catch myself, am I repeating to someone? Or did I go to Baba's room, finish? You know, got the power and virtues from Baba, wisdom, finish. Because many times, you know, we go and tell others. Story is repeated, then other person repeat to someone, they repeat to other, it goes into atmosphere, you know. It's hard to pack up, it becomes a big mountain. So therefore, the first thing I have to do in my Brahmin life, scene of drama will come. To keep a balance, merge, go to Baba's room. If you don't have Baba's room, wherever you are sitting, that place is Baba's place. You know, I have seen like that, Tadi Gulzar, you know. She was in Philippines and where we gave her the room. And one day she cannot sleep. So it means Baba is calling her. You know, so she went to sitting room, she sit down, you know, proper dress up. Baba pull her, you know, give message, some message. So Dadi knows that when she cannot sleep, Baba is asking something to, you know, like some thought is coming. She went there to sit in yoga, 2:30 in the morning, you know, and receive message. So wherever you are, keep one chair there. If you don't have Baba's room, you know. Yeah, just Baba 24 hours on seva, service. He's doing service. His energy is available. How lucky we are, you know. 24 hours he's available for us. He will not say, I'm sleeping, why you're knocking the door? You know, before coming here, there was someone, one doctor called me. She said, I want to talk to you. I said, I'm sleeping, you know. You know, I was waiting for you, I am sleeping now. So later she wrote to me, can I call you tonight? I said, yes, I will call you tonight. But then I was reflecting on it, that even sleeping I can get up and talk to her. But she adjusted me, you know, talk in the night. So, but Shiv Baba is 24 hours, accessible energy in the world, spiritual energy, so refined energy, so brilliant. You know, energy available, Shiv Baba, His vibration. So I just sit wherever I am, you know, become soul conscious, detach from the body. That is the right method. Don't go with your problems immediately to Baba. It will not connect. First become soul conscious. Problem keep inside, Baba, I am here, I am soul, beautiful soul, dignified soul. I am your child, Baba. I came to get some touching from you, Baba. You know, this is just a situation, Baba. But you tell me what to do. Like very beautiful conversation. Then you stay calm. Let Baba give you a thoughts, feelings. That you have to catch. So don't keep on talking to Baba. Baba, what shall I do? Baba, last time you told me like, Baba, it did not happen. Don't go speedy thinking. Just very little. Baba knows already everything with little. Because so refined Baba is. So he can understand your vibration. You know? Your thought. And then he will give you in return thoughts and feelings. That you have to learn to catch. Pure. Not selfish. Huh? Baba will not fulfill your selfish need. Baba is very wise. So he will give you virtue, wisdom and powers. Three. Out of three he can give you one or two. I don't know. Whichever the soul needs at that time, Baba will help you. You know how to do that? Yeah? That is yoga, conversation, relationship. How many years we are relative of Baba now? No? So you know Baba's, you understood Baba's vibration, isn't it? You are listening Baba's murli. So you know Baba's quality of thinking, so beautiful, you know. So that is the answer. Another question? Brother, Tamil group?
Yeah, that's...
Okay, now another group?
No, there is one more.
English speaking group? Give us question. And brother, I forgot your name.
He will give?
Okay.
So the next one is, how to use power to face when problem comes in between Brahmins?
Yeah. Power to face. You see, with Brahmins, you have to understand the point. We lived 84 births together. Most time. You know, we don't know where, whatever. So now only we met again. After so long we are meeting, Brahmins to Brahmins, isn't it? You are from different country, I am from different country, but we are, our memories are awakened Brahmin, right? But now it is the time of settlement. You have to remember that. It is a time of settlement. Amongst Brahmins also, cannot expect anything from any Brahmin. That you are in Gyan 50 years, you should be perfect, not necessary. No expectation. I have seen, you know. Even 50 years, Baba said today, 15, 20 years in Gyan, those who are coming 7 days course can gallop. It's such an open race here. It is such an open race. There is no number working here. Isn't it? Even 7 days course, mind, intellect can gallop. Those who are 15, 20 years. Nothing to do with years here. It's the question is how fast you are realizing things and becoming free from that, you know, burdens and bondages which we have created in our life. Isn't it? So that's the speed of effort is. To keep your mind and intellect always free, rather than mind is creating issue, mind is creating a bondage thinking, mind is creating a karmic account thinking. No need to go all these roads. I am here, free soul. You know? Even the Brahmin soul wants to go ahead, let them go ahead. Have big heart, so what? I do like that. Oh, you go ahead. Wonderful. You know? And give good wish, appreciate. And the basic thing I learned in Brahmin life, give respect to all Brahmins. Brahmins don't need Gyan, isn't it? They have enough Gyan. But you can give them cooperation, respect and love. Even, you know, I have seen, you know, sometimes, you know, someone's mood is very bad, you know. So, recently it happened with one soul. So I picked up the vibration, wow, mind is in ego and mood off. Now I realize, mood off, why mood off? You know the reason, why soul went into that memory? you know, mood off. You know the mood off means? Very heavy account. Imagine, mood off means disconnection with Baba. No happiness. So no wonder why this soul is behaving like that. It's being deprived, you know, from that inheritance from Shiv Baba. It's not your mistake. It is that soul did not pay attention that that account can pull the soul. Isn't it? So, but if I am aware that I have this mind can go into mood off or can go into any clash, that mind, that thought which are coming in my mind, I should recognize those thoughts. Don't allow them keep on thinking, keep on falling on that path. You know, recognize that how Maya can work in different way. And then I find myself same mood off, you know. So it's such an account I found, you know, mood off. I don't know, it is some past memory, unfulfilled desires, you know. Soul gets pulled there and now Baba is available, you know, where soul can get all his desires, dreams fulfilled with Baba. But soul is not aware and being pulled by back. So that's why we have to be careful in our Brahmin life here. What I am thinking, each thought matters, you know. We cannot just let think whatever I want to think. Let me speak whatever. No, yoga means control. Control my words, control my thoughts. Not just manifest whatever way it is coming. You know, that much attention if I can pay, then this past account of mood off or clash of Brahmin sanskara, I can be protected. Okay, another question which brother is asking. Finish, this is last question or anyone else? Okay.
Our question would be how to differentiate between suppressing feelings and merge. How do I know merge. That I really merged and not suppressed?
Not suppressed. You know, recently I was teaching someone, you know, day before I left Philippines, I was there. So one Brahmin said to me that the other Brahmana, she slept in meditation like this and snore, no? So the one other Brahmin said to her, "You're snoring. Please be awake." So that soul felt hurt. And her mind went into sorrow. Because she thinks there were many souls sitting. Why this poor BK came to tell me? And other BKs, I also noticed she was telling. You know, so me, I don't do also like that, you know. So, but that soul went to tell. And then she said, I am disturbed, I am suppressing my feeling. She told me this word, you know, "Sister, what shall I do?" So I said, "You know what you can do? You can tell that soul, look, you know, I appreciate you told me to be alert in meditation. I am making effort, but at the moment, I do not have that power to keep myself awake at the moment. But in future, I will." So did you get the difference, brother? You can not suppress what you are going through, but nicely you can say in positive way. I learned this also few years ago from one psychologist. Now, how you say things? Oh, you say, "I don't have a power at the moment. I realize that." Say, there's nothing wrong. But don't suppress, no? Whatever you are going through, you don't, but say in positive way. That I don't have at this minute power, but I am making effort towards that. Express well, beautiful way. People understand your journey. They understand where you are. They will support you. But the other way Maya works is, that when our mind is not thinking positive way to express the self, they go into hurt, and then they suppressing their feelings, and then they don't talk to each other, and then distance comes, and then disturbance is there, and the stage fluctuating. I said, what is big thing? Snoring is not a bad thing, but you should tell, I am working on it. You know, I am working on it, you know, and I am paying attention. So don't suppress also yourself, but you have to know how to express yourself, to express positive way. Is it clear? Me, I also learned this, you know. Otherwise, you know, a mind is thinking, doesn't know how to express. So you be very honest to people, you know, but positive way. Because I said, don't go and fight with that soul. Why did you tell me? You know? She told you for your benefit. But you feel hurt and you are disturbed and you are fluctuating 1.5 days. You lost your connection with Baba. You know? So you can say to that soul, sister, I appreciate your bringing my attention to this subject of yoga. And I'm working on it. At the moment, you know, I don't have that power to be alert, but I'm working on it. What is wrong to say? You know, with honesty, with self-respect, say, people will understand your journey. You like that answer? Don't suppress, but express, but positively. You know, Dadi Gulzar, once I lived with Dadi Gulzar 4 years in Delhi. You know, I was 20 years old, and we were 4 sisters in one room. Dadi Gulzar used to give us evening classes, night classes, no? In Pandabhavan. Every night, she sit with residents. We are 20 people, so Dadi sit on the floor, we all sit there, she conduct us, you know, sustenance, give yoga, and also give us class every night. So, one night, Dadi told one soul that you are snoring in meditation and you are always sleeping. And that soul cry and cry and cry, because Dadi say. And then, you know, it was 10 p.m., then Dadi called me. She said, let's go to that soul. I want to ask for forgiveness. I said, why, Dadi? Because she is crying, she is in hurt. So Dadi really, I remember that scene. Dadi went and that soul was crying because Dadi thought she might not sleep all night. You know, because, you know, very young, 20 years. And then Dadi went and said, I told you like this, yeah? Forgive me. You know, I was so touched by Dadi's effort. I remember that day. You know, Dadi said, forgive me, I told you, you know, but you can pay attention, but sorry about that. And then that soul felt light and slept. Dadi could feel, no, if crying, so it is in hurt, right? Cannot come out, you know, from that feeling. But Dadi Gulzar, very kind. So she was training us on those days. She gave us training. How to give 7 days course, how to give 7 days course. Then after 7 days course, I introduce Dadi, the student, to I finish course. Then she sit with student, she find out I did not give her another course. I said, Dadi, which course? 8 power course, how to conquer Maya. Not only you give 7 days course, give another power course. I said, okay. Then 3rd course, she said, you sit with the student, check whether they understood how to conquer Maya, that course. Conquering Maya course. Not just 7 days course, you finish, you think you finish giving course. She used to train us, you know, how to give course even. 7 days course, then sit with the student, 8 powers course, then you sit with them, check with them whether any problem came in their life. Were they able to use spiritual power to solve their problem? If not, help them. You know, Dadi trained us like that. Very nicely she used to train us, you know, night time, give us sustenance, all that. So this is how it is, huh? In Brahmin life, not to go through any suppression. And one more experience I want to share with you. A few years ago, it is maybe 10 years ago. So my mind was thinking about the past. So I was suppressing actually something, you know. So I asked Dadi Janki. I said, Dadi, my mind is thinking these thoughts. She said, that scene of drama which happened many months ago, and you are thinking? I said, yeah. That is called suppression. You are suppressing yourself. You are suppressing yourself. It's no one is suppressing you. When you are thinking about the past, you are suppressing yourself. Oh, Dadi, but it happened. Yes, finished. But now again you are suppressing yourself by thinking about it. Then I said, Dadi, how it works? She said, it works like that. Because if you remember the past scene, which has no connection in the present, in the present, you are depriving yourself from Shiv Baba's inheritance in the present. Because your mind is suppressed with the past. It's my habit to think the past, so I suppressed with my habit. No one told me to think that past scene of drama. But I took sorrow from that scene, isn't it? That sorrow is in the memory. And that memory is coming in the form of thoughts. So my mind got pulled, I suppressed myself. So then I said, what happened? She says, what happened? You are deprived from Shiv Baba's inheritance. I said, what inheritance? She said, look, you are a Brahmin child of Baba, okay? And Baba wants to send some child to take course from you. But your mind is thinking about the past. He will not send you. And you are deprived from doing service, giving Gyan, 7 days course, teaching Raj Yoga, what Baba can give you, peace and happiness. You cannot do that work when your mind is with the past habit of thinking about the past suppressed. Did you get this? That's why we have to be making sure no one is suppressing us. Our mind habit is to suppress us, ourselves. Because when the scene of drama is coming in front of us, we were not alert and we allowed our mind to feel sorrow. Got influenced. So that sorrow scene comes in the form of thoughts. So Baba has come to release that sorrow, which I took. I have to clear that account of karma. Quickly we have to do, not keep on suppressing sorrow inside. And then they keep on coming in the form of thoughts. Then we say we are where to express our sorrow. Actually, as a Brahmin, we understood. Yeah, I have seen, you know, our thoughts like, you know, so many, if I am taking sorrow from everyone, so big file to carry. You know, so much data. So it will open up sometime in the form of frustration, in the form of discontentment, in the form of desires, in the form of disliking someone. I don't know which account can emerge. We don't know. That's why we have to be very alert with our journey here, with thoughts and memories. Yeah? That thoughts, what thoughts are passing in your mind? Be aware. They are coming from Baba or Maya. You know? So we have past memory, huh? 63 births. We have. We cannot deny that. But if I am not connecting with Baba consciously effort, then past sanskara memory has a full access to go to that, mind to be there. So the best effort I found, use your thinking, either churning jnana, reading Baba's Murli, listen Baba's songs, listen classes, keep occupied your mind with three methods. Baba's remembrance. You can't connect with Baba, read Murli. You can't read Murli, listen Baba's songs. Listen classes. That is also yoga. That is also part of yoga. Of course, the highest yoga is your mind is total concentrated like a seed and you can experience the subtlest vibration in you of God. That is the best. Amrit Vela or evening, So during the day at least you can do this work. So that your mind is not free, that past account memories are attacking the mind. So that's why practical methods you can use for your journey of settling accounts. Because that's why we became Brahmin. Lokik people are settling with court cases, fighting, quarreling, divorcing. I don't know, so many things they are doing, And we Brahmins cannot do that. We are settling with jnana and yoga. How lucky we are. And yet we complain. Baba said, today we become unlucky. He said, there is something lacking in your effort which makes you unlucky. Wow, so clear. Something is lacking in your effort. So be very aware what effort I am making. It's nice word, effort in Hindi, purusharth. Purusharth means you are stabilized in the meaning of what you are doing. Effort is not a labor. It's just you are aware. Purusharth. Earth is meaning. So you are a soul, and you are stabilizing your thinking into a beautiful wisdom, meaning, thinking, reflecting that. Like soul conscious. You are stabilized in soul conscious stage. That is purusharth. That is effort. Actually so beautiful when you are doing right things. Actually you are aligning everything so nicely. This past week I have been doing this, Any scene of drama come in front of you, any person comes, Your feelings are soul conscious, it aligns. You don't need to speak to them, no need to clarify things, no need to repeat things. But you are in that soul conscious stage. That vibrations are awakening in them. The soul conscious vibration is aligning. It is such a beautiful, simple effort to be soul conscious and hold that awareness. Samajh aaya? Bas khatam karna hai abhi. Baad mein baithungi aapse. So, clear? Okay? So you know now what to do, no? It's beautiful powers, power to merge, power to face. It's not a physical powers, it is our, in the mind you have to think, reflect, feel, realize, power to merge. The best is, any scene of drama come, any problem come, go to Baba's room. Don't talk, don't create issue, do not repeat, don't text anyone, do not make effort to call anyone. Really, it will help you a lot. Release you from all those vibrations, external. Go to Baba's room, tell Baba, get spiritual power, emerge, Baba, virtue, power, wisdom you have given to me. Baba, this is a simple situation. You tell me, Baba, touch me, I am in your remembrance. Let Baba and you have such kind of relationship. But if you talk to people, it's going to increase issue. I said, plenty of work to do then. So better you and Baba. If your Baba's relationship connection is not deep, then of course instrument soul, you can get benefit from their experiences. Definitely. Baba has given that method also. But the best is you develop beautiful relationship with Baba. Om Shanti. So we finish, huh? Now, then I will sit with Hindi group. One or two questions in Hindi I will explain to them. Okay? Om Shanti. So let's remember Baba. 1 minute. Just in 1 minute, you get 3 points in your mind. Whatever we discussed, you know, pick up something from this discussion, conversation, my experience, anyone else's experience, just 3 best points which touched you. Okay, revise now in your mind. 3 points. So in silence. So think 3 wisdom points which I like and touched me, which I can use in my spiritual effort-making life.